His Excellency Hami Aksoy, Ambassador of Turkey to Serbia for April 2023 issue of the Cord magazine.
Hard times always reveal true friends.
Following the devastating earthquakes that struck Turkey on 6 February 2023, Serbia has shown exemplary support and solidarity with our country.
The government and people of Serbia, together with our citizens, business community and NGOs, acted voluntarily and in coordination with our embassy to collect and deliver a significant amount of in-kind and financial aid to Turkey in a short period of time. President Aleksandar Vučić immediately shared his message of condolence on social media and visited our embassy on 9 February to sign the Book of Condolences. The Book of Condolences at our embassy was also signed by Prime Minister Ana Brnabić, First Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs Ivica Dačić, National Assembly Speaker Vladimir Orlik, Interior Minister Bratislav Gašić, Information and Telecommunications Minister Mihailo Jovanović, Construction, Transport and Infrastructure Minister Goran Vesic and State Ministers without Portfolio Edin Derlek and Nevisa Tonchev. Thanks to the efforts of the Interior Ministry and NGOs in Serbia, a total of 51 personnel and one rescue dog traveled to earthquake zones to join search and rescue efforts. The teams worked in Hatay and Karaman Maras, rescuing three of our citizens from beneath the rubble. More than 200 tons of in-kind aid materials collected by the Serbian government, our citizens and NGOs from Serbia were sent to Turkey. Under the coordination of our embassy, our consulate general in Novi Pazar and the consular office in Nis by Turkish Airlines cargo flights, as well as trucks provided by our businesspeople. Working in close coordination with AFAD, the aid materials were directed to Adana, Gaziantep and Ankara, to be delivered to citizens hardest hit by the earthquakes. The first part of the in-kind aid provided by Serbia, worth almost 2 million euros, was sent to our country on a cargo plane allocated by Turkish Airlines. The Serbian government also made a decision to send financial aid to Turkey and provided 1 million euros. Following these contributions, Ivica Dačić, First Deputy Prime Minister and Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Serbia, attended the International Donor Conference held in Brussels on 20 March, where Serbia earmarked an additional 750,000 euros of support to Turkey. The total amount of support from the Republic of Serbia exceeded 3.5 million euros. Moreover, Serbia provided support for the smooth transition of in-kind aid sent from other countries with the issuing of a formal decision on 17 February. This decision provided priority to trucks delivering humanitarian aid to Turkey through Serbia, as well as exemptions from payments on tolls and T1 equivalent documents. Serbia also launched an SMS campaign for collecting financial aid. This campaign was made available on all telecom operators across Serbia. Additionally, an account in the local currency has been opened by the Turkey Serbia Business Association at the initiative of Hawk Bank in Belgrade. Post of Serbia also started an aid campaign to transfer Serbian dinars to this special account. The SMS campaign will be valid for 6 months. In Sandžak, a humanitarian aid campaign was also launched by locals. Under the coordination of our Consulate General in Novi Pazar, a total of 16 truckloads of aid materials, including materials collected by our consular office in Nis, were sent to our country thanks to the efforts of the municipality of Novi Pazar and NGOs in the region. Donations worth more than 550,000 euros have been collected from the region. In the face of the magnitude of this natural disaster, humanitarian aid is still arriving. We have seen tremendous support not only from the Serbian government, but also from the people of the Republic of Serbia. We are thus extremely grateful to both the Serbian government and our friends in Serbia for their unprecedented support. This solidarity will never be forgotten.